Can you imagine being a Grammy Award winner? How about a 26-time Grammy? Can you imagine being a Grammy Award winner? How about a 26-time Grammy Award winner? I know, right? Well, the Estefans, Gloria, of course, and Emilio, her husband, are just that. And this new show at the Pantages on Your Feet is so much fun, especially if you grew up listening to her music. We're lucky enough to get a little backstage intel from one of the lead characters, Abuela, who is played by Deborah Cardona. So first of all, On Your Feet is so much fun. I loved it. And your character, oh my gosh, I'm pretty sure you got the biggest standing ovation at the end. Everyone loved Abuela.
Oh, I have been having the time of my life playing Abuela. It's a really, really wonderful character. And the show has so much joy.
It does.
I feel like we're having a big party by the end of the show.
Basically, you can tell it better in a nutshell what On Your Feet is about, but it's the story of Gloria Estefan and how she made it, and her husband, Emilio.
Yes. It's the story of how they met, how they fought to cross over from the Spanish language market into the American English pop market, despite what all the music executives were telling them. So it's about how they were able to find a way to cross over. They succeeded at it. And also, it deals with that horrible bus accident that she had back in 1990, where she broke her back and almost never walked again, how she came back from that.
How nerve-wracking is it to perform in front of Gloria Estefan and Emilio when you are portraying her grandmother?
I cannot tell you how scared I was.
It didn't show.
I had been doing the show since February, so I was very, very comfortable in the part and really made it my own. But the fact that I'm playing somebody that is real for her granddaughter, and, you know, for me, I wanted them to be happy with the portrayal. I really, really wanted them to feel that I was doing honor to Abuela Consuelo. And they were wonderful. They're such nice people. And, you know, I saw them after the show, and she said, "You really, really bring the spirit of my grandmother. Thank you so much."
Aww.
And I can't tell you how good that made me feel. I could take a deep breath and go, okay, I'm on the right track.
Is this in L.A. the first time she saw you play it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember Alma Cuervo, who did it originally on Broadway. She went out with the tour for the first few months. So the Estefans had only ever seen Alma do the role.
How do you prepare for a role like that? I mean, did you see footage of her, pictures? Did you do interviews with people who knew her?
I talked a lot to people that had been with the show since the very, very beginning, because the Estefans were very, very invested in, and they would take people aside and tell them stories of their family. So I talked to Alma a lot about the stories that Gloria told her. I saw pictures of her grandmother. I saw, and also Gloria wrote some beautiful stuff about her abuela in a book about prominent people and their mentors, and she considered her grandmother her mentor. You know, she said that her grandmother really believed that her gift of music was something that needed to be shared, that she had a responsibility to do that, and that's what she was meant to do, and that if that was what she was going to do, she should do it with all the joy that she could bring to it.
I love that she pushed her to go for her dream, because that's what grandparents do. Your parents aren't going to do that, right? But I think that's why everyone loved your character so much, because people can relate to that. That, you know, if they're lucky enough to have grandparents who encourage them to follow their dream.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And also grandparents, they have lived through parenting, and, you know, and they see, they're like, okay, I understand why they have to take a hard line. You know, my children have to take a hard line with their children, but let me be the one that gives them a big hug and says, it's going to be okay, and this is what you should do. So just go do it. It's just so beautiful to see, and I think it's written so wonderfully in the show. What I love about playing Abuela is that everyone in the audience responds to that, because they have had that relationship with their grandparents. And so it's not something that's just to this particular family or to the Latino community. It's our love for our abuela and our abuelo are just, it's universal. you know, there's so much love. And and what I love is that after the show, when people are waiting at the stage door, the minute they find out that I'm abuela, they're like, can I hug you?
That must make you feel awesome.
It really, really does.
What was your grandmother like?
Oh, my God. Both my grandmothers, one grandmother on my mother's side, she was very, very quiet.
Mm.
She was the calmest person. She had nine children. My mother is one of nine girls.
Wow.
So you have to be super chill in order to deal with that.
Yeah.
She not only brought up nine girls, but she brought up half her grandchildren, too. And she was always so, she loved to feed you. She never felt you were eating enough. And she was just always, always there.
Mm-hmm.
And my abuela on my father's side, she was a pistol. She was funny. She would always say exactly what she meant. She was really charming. And I feel like I want to combine the two of them into Abuela Consuelo, because both my grandmothers made such an impact in my life. And I have such loving memories of them.
That's
that
awesome.
I feel like, along with Gloria's abuela, I want to honor my own.
What do you hope people take away from this after they leave on your feet?
What the Estefans did is take their culture and give it to the United States, even though it was told to them that nobody would accept it. They took what they loved and they took where they came from and they made such beautiful art out of it. And we're all the better for it.
Right.
Everybody knows her music, even if they don't. Like, even younger people that don't realize who they are, the minute they hear the music, they go, oh, yes, this song and that song. And it's just they brought everything that they are into the music that they made.
And
it really made an impact.
So what is Gloria working on now, Deborah?
Well, Gloria's working on a Brazilian album. She's taking a lot of her music and giving it more of a Brazilian beat. And she's been down in Brazil working with artists and recording. And she's also, I think she also just signed a deal with a production company. She's going to be involved in movies and television,
I believe.
That's
cool.
She's also, the great thing about the Estefans is they've also helped other Latin artists
come up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Jennifer Lopez, she helped a lot.
I can see that.
So you may not really hear about them all the time, mm-hmm. but they're always doing something.
Love the little boy who played their son. Oh, my goodness.
When did you see it?
I saw it opening
night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you saw CJ. We have CJ and Jordan are the two boys.
Wow.
And they are salsa champions.
No wonder. Oh, my goodness. They're awesome.
It's amazing to me. They're 9 years old.
It is amazing. I mean, it's crazy, the talent they have.
Yeah.
Those little feet just fly.
When I was 9 years old, I could never even think about doing anything like that.
I could hardly ride a bike, Deborah, let alone do the moves they make. You know, come on.
They're fearless, and they don't think twice about it. And little Jordan is interested in being a musician as well. So he's been learning how to play the bongos.
Mm.
And, you know, we've got five members of the Miami Sound Machine in the band. And
oh,
they've
really?
Been teaching him. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he always, like before the show, he's always up on the bandstand asking questions and they're showing him things. So he's going to be quite an accomplished young man.
I have to say, I did not know the Miami Sound Machine was still together.
Yes.
And does Gloria tour with them or do they tour separately?
No, Gloria. They tour with Gloria.
Okay.
But she really, really wanted her sound to be accurately represented in the show.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were putting it together, they made sure that there were members of the Miami Sound Machine in it. Our musical director, Clay Oswald, plays the keyboard. And our bassist, George Casas, wrote the song, or two of the people that wrote with her the song, Get On Your Feet.
Love that.
So they really, really preserved the sound.
Now, for people who don't know, like me, what is the process of auditioning for something like this? Do they just call you, or do you have to actually audition?
You have to audition. For me, I flew back and forth from L.A. to audition in New York. I knew that the show was happening. I had friends that were in the workshop. I had friends that were in the Broadway show. So as soon as I heard that the tour was going out, you know, I dropped a note to my agent saying, I really want to be seen for this. So they submitted me for Abuela. I went in read and sang a little for the entire creative team. I flew back to L.A. Then I had to fly back to New York and audition again.
My goodness. You were meant to have it, I think.
And it didn't happen right away because I auditioned about a year ago and then the Broadway show closed. So they took a lot of the people from the Broadway cast to start off the tour. So when Alma, the original Abuela, gave her notice, I got a phone call. Can you come in tomorrow?
To New York?
Well, luckily, I happen to be in New York.
Oh, good.
I'm a New Yorker, so I am back and forth between New York and L.A.
Yeah.
I have my apartment in New York. So
how fun.
My husband and I happened to be there, and
wow.
I got a phone call saying, can you come in tomorrow?
Wow.
And so I did.
But you're no stranger to these productions. You've been in Mary Poppins and what else? A long list. You have quite the resume.
Oh, yes. The last national tour I did was Mary Poppins, which mm-hmm. was quite a production.
It was
really
great.
Spectacular.
It was great.
I did a tour of My Fair Lady that had come from the West End. I did several tours of Fiddler on the Roof. I did Guys and Dolls. I did lots of regional. I've been doing a lot of productions of In the Heights playing Abuela Claudia. Yeah, and since I've been in L.A., I've done a little TV. I've got a recurring role on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
What's the role so we can look for it?
I play Hector's mom.
Yay, we'll look for you on that. After On Your Feet wraps up in L.A., you move on to Orange County to the Seegerstrom?
We go to the Seegerstrom at the last 2 weeks of August. We're going to San Diego first for a week. Then we do 2 weeks in Denver. Then we do 2 weeks at the Seegerstrom. Then we go to Las Vegas and then everywhere else. I feel that On Your Feet is one of those shows that everyone is going to be delighted by.
It's so true, no matter what your age, I thought, because I saw all, you know, little kids all the way up to grandparents on opening night, and everybody was moving and shaking, even the little ones that didn't maybe know the music. It's just one of those kind of shows, like feel good, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like it is a giant party. I feel like everybody will be on their feet by the end of the show. And I love to hear the audience's reactions when certain songs are played. I love watching people's heads bounce back and forth. I love, sometimes people get up in the aisle and they're dancing by the end of the show.
Yes,
it
definitely.
It gives me so much joy.
Well, you know you've done a good job when that happens. And it looks like you guys all get along and are having fun together. That is a big part of a successful show, I think.
Yes, yes, yes. If you think the dancing on stage is really fun, you should see the dancing that we're doing out in the wings.
I bet.
One of my favorite numbers is Wrapped. The number where everyone's wearing white.
On Your Feet wraps up July 29th at the Pantages Theater, but you still have a chance to see it in Costa Mesa at the Seegerstrom from August 21st through September 2nd. I'm Maggie McKay.